And you've really got to question the sanity of a mad genius who wants to populate the new world with the science fiction actors.
I'm not sure a question is sanity. Well, yes, you would. Okay, so we'll just go there.
We have to question the sanity because basically, I'm sorry, spoilers, this is the whole thing is a spoiler, because, you know, his grand plan for saving the world is destroying most of the people in the world. And I guess if you think about it that way, you could go, well, yes, that could help. You know, it would be less strain on the environment if you killed most of the people. Fortunately, in the movie, most of the people he's killing are the poor ones who have no power.
It was a nice touch, I thought, but in... No, it'll be too much of a spoiler. But I did find that it would make recreating the world much easier because you would be well aware of who the bad guys were when
this
you're rebuilding.
This is very true.
I thought that was going to make life a lot simpler for everybody in rebuilding. Well, I do think they've lost a whole, you know, where we work only in shadows thing this time around. Yeah.
They sort of blew their cover, didn't they?
Yes, just a little. It was an interesting premise. I like the idea of them being a group of tailors.
Yes.
Dumb, but it was a nice change and quite different from the comics again.
Okay, we should admit that it's basically full of very stylized ultra-violence. Massive amounts of violence. Death on a quite grand scale in places.
From the first few seconds.
Well, yes. And the sequence in the church is particularly disturbing.
Well, it is disturbing, but it's also amazing. Beautifully choreographed. Everyone dies. Beautifully. If that's a possible to say that word. So if you do not like ultra-violence, you should not see this movie in any way whatsoever.
And I have a list of other films I really enjoyed that you shouldn't see.
Yes, Kick-Ass. Do not see Kick-Ass if you don't like ultra-violence.
Or The Killer. Or Hard Boiled.
Wanted.
But the ultra-violence is sufficiently cartoonish.
It is. Yeah, and there's not much gore. There's violence, but it's not so much gore.
Yes.
So,
I'd find the violence of Clockwork Orange far more disturbing.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it was plausible.
This was certainly not plausible. That's not an accusation I'm going to drop to this film.
No. Yeah. It's gotten some... I made the mistake of looking up some blogs about this, which was a pretty bad plan, and then got very angry. It's kind of... Mainly from the final scene, which has disturbed quite a lot of people, apparently. Can we talk about that?
Sure, we can talk about that.
It's traditional Bond final scene.
It is traditional Bond final scene, but it's more explicit. It's basically anal sex. And that seems to have disturbed a lot of people for various reasons. I mean, some of the feminist blogs were actually just talking about they actually liked the film because it has really, really good, strong female characters in that, but they think it was is let down by the end scene. Which is interesting. And then there are other feminist blogs who hate it with a vengeance.
I have to admit, I did find it curious that the Kingsmen were very comfortable, no issues at all in having women as part of
absolutely
their secret society. That wasn't a problem at all.
Yeah.
But lower class.
No.
Upper class women, that's fine.
Yes.
Lower class men, no. And I like that because that's
I liked it as well. Yeah.
Odd choice there.
And I have to say, the only twinge I had about the anal sex scene was I used to teach safe sex. So I went, ooh, I don't know, this seems to be possibly promoting unsafe sex. Bad. That was my twinge about that scene.
Well, again, it was a little bit more over top than normal Bond. So let's just, Bond will end with a sex scene, and they decided to make it even bigger.
And more explicit.
And again, some of the blogs are concerned that Roxy, who is the main female character who became a Kingsman, didn't get to have her sexual reward. Whereas, you know,
that's because she was
the
stuck
character
in space.
Wasn't stuck in space then.
Oh, that was pretty...
They think there should have been more equality between the two of them, that she got to have sex as well.
Well, let's hope they fix that in the sequel,
absolutely.
Because you're entirely right. Yes.